Ahoy, men. How are you tonight? Batten down hatches. Because us real men is like we're way out to sea, and it's rough. There's a storm, and there's another storm coming, and there's no land in sight anywhere. But men are born survivors, and the storm can't last forever, and we have to just head into the wind and be strong. That's what real men do. But even the strong real men, some of them are still getting married. Oh, I know. She's different from the rest. Of course she is, until she isn't. If you real men get married, you will lose your identity. And because you're strong real men, it may take some time, but you'll still lose it in the end. They all do. But take a look around first and see the truth. Let's say a femon has been married 3 times. At the end of it, she will have a house or maybe 2 houses, and a vehicle, maybe 2, and loads of stuff. If a man's been married 3 times, unless he's got millions of dollars, he hasn't got a pot to piss in, has he? Oh, you may very well be one of the lucky ones, the very few lucky ones, almost like winning the lottery. But really, do you want to take that chance? I know I don't. Oh, I know, you're going to have a prenup. Oh, yeah. That's if the judge accepts it. A lot of them don't. And you won't know that until the bad things happen. So far, you give it a miss for a while. See how things go. Well, as we're out at sea, I have plenty of beer down below. Of course. Well, if it's Friday and it's a beer night, I got a couple of news stories. 3, I think. Links will be down below as usual. The first one is a woman, 21, dating a 54-year-old sugar daddy, insists she's marrying him because she loves him. What a crock of shit, eh? Obviously, there's femons with him for his money. She calls him sugar daddy. He pays for a butt lift and all that. As you can see, femons sell themselves to the highest bidder. And I don't know, something just tells me deep inside that this relationship is soon gonna go bad. I mean, let's assume his money dried up. She would be gone like a shot. But if you read the story, she kinda thinks we're all stupid that we're gonna believe what she's saying. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. Is she with him because she loves him? Or is she just using the poor old fella? Well, I guess the old guy don't mind he's getting a piece of ass, you know what I mean? But at what cost? Sure, he could get himself a hooker for the same price, probably cheaper. And here's another news story we see all too often nowadays, don't we? It's about plus-size femons, and she's quite proud of it. She says she just loves her curves. Well, she should do, there's plenty of them. There's one thing about being plus-size, is another one saying promoting it as being a good thing. I mean, if a doctor looked at this femon, he would certainly tell her the dangers she's in, and that her life expectancy is not looking good, and pregnancy would be a complete disaster. And this femon is only 22 years old. And if you ever notice, these plus-size femons always say she thinks she's sexy. Well, to herself she is, of course. I myself have never been with a plus-size femon because they just don't appeal to me. Plus, to me, it looks very unhealthy, and they suffer from a lot of medical problems. But as I've noticed, a lot of femons nowadays are going the plus-size route. And as I see, this femon's got a tat on her, of course. They all do. The good news for these plus-size femons is there's plenty of canvas to work on. And this femon and lots of femons can say anything they want. But it is killing them, isn't it? My last news story is about Adele. You know, the singer. And I'll be completely honest, I did like a couple of her songs many years ago when she made the first ones. And she looked just natural to me. She was a bit plump, but it suited her. But unfortunately, Adele has gone through the Hollywood factory and come out looking as false as they all do. And I doubt her songs will be as good as they used to be. And if Adele is looking for happiness, she won't find it there. Anyway, guys, tell me what you think. Do you think Adele looks so much better now? And maybe some of you know what I look like, or maybe not, but I'm thinking of going through that myself. I mean, I got a spare $100,000 laying around, I'll just get a few things done. I mean, even if I had that money, I wouldn't do it either. I like au naturel. I think it gives me character in my old age. And if I remember correctly, I think Joan Collins had millions and millions of dollars done on her. And even if she dies, even after 10 years, she'll probably look the same. But don't they understand? It's all just fake. Anyway, you got any ideas, let me know. And keep on your heading out there, guys. We'll hit land sometime, you know. Nature is on our side. The voyage continues. Take it easy, guys.